And now you can open your eyes without losing that sensing. So when you open your eyes, perception happens again, and you continue to feel a little less strongly, perhaps, the feeling of inner body. And if you are rooted there, this anchors you in the present, and from there it is easier to perceive in that clarity of not labeling mentally. Wow. And when you can become comfortable with that, it's incredible what that does to your interaction with human beings, to bring in that spacious clarity of looking at another human being without the arising of judgments, labels, or interpretations, which is the veil usually that descends when you meet someone, the veil of conditioned interpretations, what Jesus calls judgment, becomes between you and the other human being. The conditioned self begins to operate, wants something from the other human being, fears something from the other human being. So ultimately in this transformation of consciousness, what arises when the unconditioned consciousness arises is simply, and this is profound and incredible evolutionary transformation, the ability to dwell, transformation, the ability of no thought, in which actually a greater intelligence operates than could possibly operate through conditioned thinking. And you do not lose the ability to use the mind inspired by the greater intelligence now. And then the mind can still operate much more effectively, giving expression to that which comes from the deeper levels, for where all inspiration comes, all creative realization, creative activity comes out of the greater intelligence, not the conditioned mind. There's nothing new in the conditioned mind, but the mind has a function. It can give form to something that comes from the deeper level of the formless, and that will be powerful, sacred, new, alive, fresh. In all great human creation, that operated. Wonderful. It's just, so we've seen the portal of allowing this moment to be, the portal of sense perceptions, noticing when you first perceive something, there is a gap. That gap is the portal. And then you notice that can be there, then you can actually bring the gap into sense perceptions, starting with nature, which is easier because there's no thought in the flower, so it doesn't stimulate thought in you. If you look at a car, it's built by thought. It's more likely to stimulate thought. So the natural world is a great help because it exists in that beautiful state of oneness still with the totality. It may not really know that, it just is that. So nature teaches, it may not really know that, it just beautifully. And that can be the ground of your practice, of going out into nature and meeting it in that state. And then, and only then, you when you meet other human beings, you can allow that state to be there. More difficult, because most human beings are walking noise factories, mental. They come at you wanting something. Most humans saying, come, what's your opinion about? Come on, stimulate thought. So there needs to be already intense presence for you not to get drawn, stimulate, because their mind will try to draw in your mind. What's your position towards? You must... And just be, watch, look, alertness. And then action comes out of that intelligence when it's needed, sometimes through words. I am told that our bodies need to be moved. And we will meet in 15 minutes according to clock time. In this field of now, again. Thank you. We will meet.